A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson, on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, thanks for joining us on a Saturday morning. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And it's kind of fun to be here again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
This is our what? Our sixth?
Our sixth try.
We're still learning.
Oh, don't tell them that.
No, they know we're learning. They listen.
Yeah, but maybe they think that, you know, we're old pros at it. And now you're giving away the secret.
Yeah, there's no secrets. They know. No, this is new for us. It's a new endeavor for Repco Light.
Yeah.
And we're excited to have the opportunity to be on the radio. That's always fun.
Yeah, and to talk about fun things. That's really the
home improvement
whole thing.
Stuff is a lot of fun.
Yeah, because we talk
paint
about
stuff.
Well, we talk about paint all day, you know, in the stores. And this is a fun, you know, change it up kind of thing, because we're home improvement-y kind of people. We like doing things other than painting, believe it
right.
or not.
And at Repco Light, you know, there is a little bit of a question probably that comes up with our customers and the people who know us.
Right.
Where they wonder, why in the world are we talking about all of these different things?
Right.
The bottom line is, you really can't make a one-hour home improvement show about just paint.
Every week.
Nobody would want to listen to that.
No.
So what we do, we decided with this show is to build it around the format that we'll handle the paint stuff.
Yep.
And we'll bring in experts from all around West Michigan to talk about all the things that we're not really so comfortable with.
Right. There are some things, like some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, that, you know, are kind of in our wheelhouse of knowledge. But then there are a few things, like irrigation, that we are not so good at. I used to have a garden, huge one. I spent all day moving the sprinkler one end to the other, hauling my hose back and forth. And Aaron Katerberg from Grapids Irrigation is going to be here and talking about automatic sprinklers. And I'm guessing that what he's going to tell us is
stuff we don't know.
No, well, stuff we don't know and stuff I should have known before calling the hose back and forth.
Exactly. Also, on our Ask Repco Light segment today, we're going to be talking with a listener about an upcoming cabinet and trim repaint that she's considering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has a number of, you know, questions.
Well, and probably most of our listeners who are considering a project like this, they're going to have the same questions, because we get them all the time in the store. And I'm guessing everyone has the same questions.
They're common questions. And so we're going to deal with them on that segment. But first, it's spring. And with spring, what we find a lot of the times is tons of houses start to go on the market.
Right.
You know, this is the time to put them out there. If yours is one of them, you know, you got to be wondering, what can I do to set it apart from the other houses that are for sale?
Right. There are a lot of things you can do. You know, a lot of people think about curb appeal and, you know, just kind of the basics. But what a lot of people forget about is home staging. You know, we hear about it, but no one really takes it seriously.
Realtors take it seriously.
Realtors do.
And so do home staging decorators.
Yes. But homeowners don't necessarily. You know, they look at it and say, well, that seems like an awful lot of work. It's going to be expensive. But let me run some statistics by you really quick. You know,
boring.
It might be boring.
It's not boring. I'm just making fun of you because you said statistics, and statistics make me want to sleep.
I know. They make most people want to sleep. But if you're selling your house, you're going to be intrigued by this, because we picked the best statistics. We found an article. It's from the National Association of Realtors, and they said that 96% of their surveyed realtors say that a staged home has at least some effect on the sale of the house. So, you know, you really do want to stage your home, because it might help your home sell a little
bit better. 49% of those said that it had a huge impact.
Right. And on average, buyers offer a 1 to 10% increase on the value of a staged home. Plus, 46% say that it makes buyers more likely to walk through a house that they saw online if you have it staged.
And that's huge, because right now, you know, we talked about curb appeal, but really there's a new concept. It's not terribly new, but web appeal.
Right.
You know, people don't just drive by houses anymore. They're scoping them out online before they even make that trip. So a staged home is going to bring them out.
Right. And it's going to be a part of your move kind of anyway. You know, if you're moving out, a lot of these things are things you're going to have to do anyway.
Okay. So that all makes sense. Staging is important. But now let's get down to exactly how you do it. And I guess let's start with the main question that pops up and try to go through it quickly. But it's just, how is staging different from decorating? You know, it's a nicely decorated home. Is that a staged home? Is that what we're talking about? And it's not.
Right.
And there's a small distinction to get here. Decorating is all about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about creating your personal space, you know, something that reflects your lifestyle, your interests, everything that matters to you. That's what decorating is. A staged home is different from that in the sense that you're trying to create a place that other people can see themselves in.
Right. It's all about the buyer. You know, you want to make it so that when they walk in, they don't feel like it's your house and they are intruding in your house. So you want to get all of your stuff, you know, out so that they can see themselves in that.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, and we're talking about home staging. We just kind of went through why it's important, and now we're going to get into the actual nitty-gritty of how you do it. Nitty-gritty, that's fun to say.
It is fun to say.
So the first step, we've got five different steps or things that you could focus on.
Right.
And the first one is pretty basic, and it's depersonalize.
Right. Remember, when you're decorating and doing staging, it's all about them for the staging
is
part.
About them. Decorating,
yes. Decorating
is about you.
Staging is about them. So you want to take the you out of your house. Mm-hmm. So family photos, you know, trips that you've been on, trophies, you know, collections that you may have. You want to take all of that stuff out because that is not what the buyer wants to see in there.
If it's your memory, it needs to go.
Yeah.
Now, one quick thing that I just want to throw out there as a suggestion. I've never read this anywhere. I came up with this idea on my own.
Oh, you're pretty proud, huh?
I am. Uh-huh. So digital cameras.
Yes.
So easy to use. Mm-hmm. And so many of us have printers.
I was going to say, most people just have a digital camera.
Exactly. Print off these great pictures.
Yep.
I think sometime when we were selling our house, I had this idea that as the people were walking up, you know, the driveway or the sidewalk to the front door. I thought, how cool would it be if we took a picture of them from the bedroom window and then printed it? No, don't laugh. Think about this. If we would print that picture of them, you know, zoom in on their face and then put that on the walls in the home so that when they walk in, they see themselves on the refrigerator. They see their children in photos on the wall. Now, wouldn't that make it feel like home?
First, I think I would be a little creeped out and go, how the heck did I get on your wall already?
That is, you gotta think outside the box, Betsy. I'm just going to throw it out there. Maybe it's not the best idea, but I think it's better than anything you've offered.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
It is better. You have offered nothing except depersonalize. I'm adding. Anyway, the next step is to minimize.
Yes. Now, when you minimize, you want to get down to just the essentials in every space. So, like your living room, you just want a sofa, a coffee table, a rug, accent chair, and a media console. That's it.
Right. That's what's recommended. Get the other stuff into storage. It's just going to convey a very clean room, a very open room, a spacious room, but still a comfortable room.
Yep.
Same thing for your kitchen. You know, this is bigger for me than the living room, but to remove all non-essential pots and pans, glassware, keep the stuff you need, get the rest packed up, which is what Betsy said earlier. It's about the moving process anyway. You're already packing some stuff up. It's going to make the move easier. Minimize the kitchen.
Same thing with closets. Pare it down to just what you absolutely have to have. You know, take out your seasonal items. That's what they want to see. They want to know how much space they're going to have to work with.
The bottom line is you don't want to have too much stuff everywhere. It creates the idea that there's no room for anybody else's stuff. So show them that there's space to spare.
Right.
The third thing is going to be two points kind of lumped together, clean and paint.
Mm-hmm.
So first, clean. That's pretty obvious. Everybody's going to do this anyway. But sometimes we miss things like the mold and mildew in a bathroom around the grout or on the tub. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, you may get used to it and everybody has it. But nobody wants to go through a house and see that there. It just conveys an idea that things are a little grosser than they probably are.
Right.
So clean those things. Yep. Clean the house. Give everything a good wipe down. And paint.
Yep.
Of course, paint.
Exactly.
You know, we're from Repco Light.
So we have to tell you to paint.
We want to tell them. We've been conditioned.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we have.
It's the truth. Nothing will do more for your home, for less money than a coat of paint in a room.
That's exactly it. And it's, you know, a relatively inexpensive thing to do. I mean, it's one of the cheapest things that you can do that's going to have the most impact in your house. And, you know, you want to get rid of those outdated colors and things like that. So, you know, this is going to make your home feel fresh. It's going to make it feel new. And it's going to help it feel more clean.
Right. And more well-maintained.
Right.
If you walk into a house with dated colors, you feel that everything else has kind of been neglected.
Yep.
But if you've got up-to-date colors, that right away gives a very good first impression. And again, it's so inexpensive compared to so many other things you could do. Now, if you're not excited, you know, at the prospect of repainting your entire home before you sell it, just remember this. Neither are the potential buyers.
Exactly.
Just as you might look at that project as not terribly fun, so do they. So First off, I tell you, it's not as bad as you might think. We're going to be able to walk you through. There's a lot of different tools out there that will make the process easy. Just come into any Repco Light or Port City Paint store. We've been doing this for years, you know, years and years and years.
Right.
In fact, a lot of the people that we have been doing it for years and years.
Exactly. 20, 30 years.
And they're very good at it. It's what we do. We can help you walk through the process very simply and get it going.
And if, you know, this looks like a whole lot of work to you, at least consider doing some of your main traffic areas. You know, your entry, that's your first impression point for a new buyer. Your living room, because, you know, it's the most lived-in space, hence living room. Hallways, kitchens, things like that that are constantly touched, maybe a little bit more dirty than other areas. At least consider painting those.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
When we come back, we're going to talk paint colors and the last couple tips of home staging. Stay tuned.
What if there was a paint so special that you had to seek it out? No, not like that. Not that far. Much closer. Like your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Yep, you got it. Because if finding that paint makes you and your walls beam with pride, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repco Light Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
We appreciate that.
Not leaving in the first place, whichever one.
Exactly.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, in the last segment, we talked about home staging and some simple things you can do. And before we move on to the last two things that you need to do for home staging, we just want to talk quickly about paint colors, because it goes with the cleaning and painting. And arguments happen over paint colors when you're selling your home. It's amazing.
The main argument is, do I do neutrals, which a large group of people say that's the way to go.
Right.
And then there's another group of people who say the exact opposite. No, you go with dramatic color schemes because why? Because you want to set your house apart from everybody else's.
Yep.
We want to make a recommendation, and we're probably going to, since there are these two
groups, going to make some people mad. It's okay. They're going to argue
with
us.
But I think we can explain it. The way to go is neutrals.
Right.
And here's why. More people can live with a neutral color scheme. You may not wow anybody with a neutral color scheme. Maybe. We're going to challenge that in a second, too. But at least people can live with it. A dramatic color scheme, you might find 1 out of 10 or whatever people that just love that color scheme.
Right. And that's why they buy your house.
Right. And that's maybe what makes it work.
Yep.
But you're going to find more people that are going to think, okay, at least this or that wall or color or room has to be repainted.
Right.
More people are going to find it to be extra work for them.
Right.
So a neutral color scheme is going to appeal to more people, at least on a general level.
Right. And when we say neutral, you know, a lot of people in their heads think neutral is beige and white. Well, I got to paint my entire house that. That is not true. Yes, neutral can be beige and white, tan, things like that. But it can also be gray, you know, light gray, dark charcoal gray. It can be navy blue. It can be a sage green. You know, that's very refreshing to people. And people like that, you know, a dusty light blue kind of color.
Even Benjamin Moore's color of the year, Shadow. It's a dark, dusty purple.
Right.
That can be a form of a neutral.
Right. They're called enabler colors. So you put other things in front of them and it makes whatever's in front of it stand out a little bit more. So if you stage the home correctly, the colors like that can do very well for you.
Which is what we're saying in the beginning when we said neutral doesn't mean it's going to have to be the same as everybody else's.
Right.
There's still a wide variety of colors to choose from.
Right. Come down to any Repco Light or Port City Paints and we can help you find some colors, you know, that will work for staging your home, that will work for selling it.
Right.
It's what we do all day, every day.
Exactly.
We got it.
Now, the fourth step is to update the outdated.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're talking about here are things like your old switch plate covers.
Right.
If you've got switch plate covers from the 50s or the 60s or the 70s, get them updated. If you have different kinds or different colors that are visible, you know, within the same room, I've seen houses that have that.
Yeah.
My house, actually, when I looked at it after thinking about this, I've got some where it's white here, it's dark brown over here.
Yeah.
And just get them updated
right.
and get them consistent. Update your fixtures, your light fixtures.
Yep.
You know, try to keep those consistent as well.
Right.
And even the hardware on cabinets and doors. Just updating those knobs and those pulls can make it look new.
Right. And this doesn't have to cost you a fortune. You know, people think, oh, changing out all this stuff, it's going to cost a fortune. No, there are clearance bins all over, you know, hardware stores, home centers, whatever. Check those out. You can actually do it for a reasonable rate. And the last step that we want to talk about is actually setting the stage. You've done everything else in staging. Now set the stage. It's like a theater show with props, and that's really what these are. So, you know, some white fluffy towels that have never been used in the bathroom gives it a clean, fresh feeling. An entryway with just a pair of rain boots, a coat, and an umbrella. Very simple, very minimal. Really think about what you see in magazines.
Right.
That's what you're going for.
Because that's what that looks like. When you describe that looks like a photo out of a magazine.
Right.
And that's what you're trying to create. This little vignette, this little scene with well-placed, well-thought-out details.
Right. Bookcases, get all the books off except a few strategically placed, and then the buyers can see their stuff in that space, not just yours.
And one last thing is if you're going to use flowers, because people sometimes want to bring smells and things like that,
right.
And flowers add a lot of color and life and all of that. If you're going to think about that, try to stay away from flowers that have a lot of smell to them, a lot of aroma, because there's a lot of people, my wife is one of them, who really struggles with strong scents, or people with allergies. You can actually cause problems, and you don't want to wheel anybody out of your home, you know, on a gurney. Not that they're dead, but that they're going into an ambulance, you know, or they need an EpiPen because they walked into some kind of allergic.
Ask a florist, you know, what are some that don't cause allergy problems? Because you really want to be aware of that. Maybe just use some greens. There are all kind, you know, twigs and things from your yard, greens, add color, but without the smell and the risk of allergy problems to potential buyers.
Right. And even greens set against some of these enabler colors that we talked about can really pop. This maybe sounds boring, but put them against like shadow, that dark purple.
It's amazing.
Greens in front of it. Tremendous look.
Yep.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we just wrapped up a bit of a long segment and a half about home staging.
Yeah, but it was worth it because there's a lot to cover.
A lot to cover, and we wanted to make sure we did it justice.
Right.
So
I think we did that.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Now we've got a couple minutes left, and this is a perfect time to talk about something that happened weeks ago, about, I think, on our second episode.
Okay. Yeah.
We had Dave Stejink from ABI Home Inspection Services in the studio with us. Now, Dave's a home inspector. And he just goes around checking out homes when you want to buy one. He's going to tell you what he finds. And in the studio, he talked about the main issue that he finds when he inspects homes, and it's moisture.
Right.
And one of the areas that Dave highlighted that is a key concern is our chimneys.
Right.
And how moisture can penetrate through the brick, through the masonry up there.
Right.
And we don't think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was interesting to me because I had that exact same problem at my house, and I have a fix for it.
Okay.
And I really wanted to talk about it,
but
I just ran out of time. So here's perfect.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I had the roof redone and the chimney flashed.
Yep.
Big rainstorm. I noticed that it was leaking. So got the roofer back. He reflashed it. Another rainstorm, still leaking. This went on and on a couple times. Finally, the roofer said, I'm not coming back. I've done it all right. I don't know what to tell you. He gave me my money back. Turns out it's exactly what Dave said. The brick was so porous, it was just absorbing moisture when it rained and it'd end up in my house. The fix, so simple. We have a product at Repcolite in Port City Paints called Lifetime Waterproofer. It's a clear water repellent coating, very thin, a little bit tricky to work with in that regard. But I brushed it onto the brick, completely sealed it up, no more water problems at all. So that's a great fix. If you do happen to have an issue that might be happening with your chimney, you know, porous brick, that's a great solution. And it's perfect for so many other things.
Right. We can dig into all that stuff in a future segment because it's really worth talking about a little bit more.
It's an incredibly versatile product.
Yep.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore, here on News Radio Wood, 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And when we come back, we've got the pros and cons of painting cabinetry and trim. We'll give you all the details. Stay tuned.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint
like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repco Light Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, thanks for not wandering outside and doing real work.
That's
sometimes
nice.
It's just better to sit here and talk about thinking about work, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good thing to do first thing on a Saturday morning.
And then at 9 o'clock, then you can go outside and do real work.
You're hoping the people from Flowerland are not listening,
no,
right?
No, I want people to carry it out on their phone on the iHeartRadio app. They can listen on their phone. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. On today's Ask Rep Colite segment, we have a real caller. So
you're having
excited.
A freak out again.
Well, it's exciting because, you know, we get emails and things like that. And yeah, we'll answer them. But it's exciting when you actually get to talk to someone. And we asked Lisa to call us because we had some questions, you know, wrapped around her question. Her question led us to say, well, what about this and what about that? So she was gracious enough to say, absolutely, I'll call you guys. So Lisa, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. So why don't you give all of our listeners your question about painting, trim, and cabinets?
Some of the cabinets and trim in our house are painted. Mm-hmm. They're just painted white. I like them. And I'm considering just doing more, maybe the rest of the house. And I'm not exactly sure how to go about it. And I'd kind of like to know if there's any pros and cons to doing it.
You said some of the kitchen cabinets are already painted?
Yeah, yep. The kitchen and trim are. Okay. But now I'm looking at, like, the doors and, you know, trim down the hallway, even some of the bedroom and closet doors, just kind of make it all one look.
Now, one pro is what you've already said, and that's that you're going to tie everything together.
Right.
But the biggest pro is that you're going to brighten up your entire space.
Right.
Now, not everybody has painted kitchen cabinets, and that's one of the things they wonder about. What's going to happen, or what is a big pro when I paint those? The biggest pro is the brightening up of that space. Now, your kitchen is already brightened, you know, with the cabinets.
Yeah, I like it.
But you're going to create consistency in your situation throughout everything else.
Right.
So you're going to gain that, you know, a brighter look and consistency throughout the home. That's the main benefits of painting the cabinets and the trim.
Right. Now, there are, you know, some cons, and chipping is one of the biggest cons when it comes to painting cabinets. You know, it's probably going to chip at some point.
Right. Once you put paint on there, you're likely going to run into that. I imagine, Lisa, you probably see that to some extent with your cabinets already. I would assume,
a little
bit,
not too bad, but a little bit,
If you do it the right way, you're going to dramatically minimize. How long ago did you paint them?
Oh, probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, then you really did a good job because normally it will chip, it'll mark up a little quicker. I know when I did mine, I was so excited because the kitchen looked so much brighter, such a huge improvement. What I noticed right away, though, is that everything seemed to get dirtier quicker.
Yeah, but for the most part, usually it can be just wiped up and you're good to go.
So I'd say the biggest con when it comes to painting the trim, from my point of view, and doors and all of that, is where do you start and where do you stop?
Right.
Because a lot of this can just become an enormous project. Now, if you want to go through the entire house, both sides of doors, you know, bedrooms and all of that, you know, that's one thing. You're biting that off. We've run into lots of people in the store at Repco Light who will come in and they're going to just do their kitchen trim. And then they're back because they realize, oh, it runs into this other section of trim that I was going to leave, but I really can't.
Right.
So then they spread it into that room and then it just ends up becoming a much bigger project than they anticipated. So if you've got clear breaking points for your trim, or if you plan to just do the whole house, doors and everything, it can really make a huge, you know, it's going to really brighten everything up. If you get your doors to the rooms and the trim all painted, very much update the house and can look very cool. The biggest thing is going to be prep work. Prep work is key in any painting project. There's really nothing that we could stress more than that. So take the time to do the prep work with trim, with doors, with all of that. If it's stained and varnished, if it's painted, you know, with a shinier finish, you're going to need to scuff sand it all. That's the place to start. And we think that, you know, a 180 grit sandpaper,
maybe 220,
would probably be ideal.
Right.
You don't want to go much finer than that because you're not doing anything. Right. And much coarser than that, you can cut through a little bit and create a rougher surface than you probably want.
Right. And in areas where, you know, you might have a lot of grease, you know, like for people who are doing a kitchen, perhaps, you want to clean that first, you know, with some TSP and water, because sanding may not necessarily take care of, you know, any mess or, you know, right around door jams where a lot of fingerprints are. It
would have greasy children. I have greasy children. So it's all at that child height. Well, I'm not very tall either. It's all at a very low level, but there's a lot of, body oils and things like that.
Yeah. So just to hit it with a little TSP and water, and then make sure you rinse it because you don't want the TSP to stay on there. You want to rinse it off. But just, you know, hit those areas that, you know, a lot of fingerprints are going to happen just to get the greases and oils from hands off.
And then do the scuff sanding. Yep.
Make sure you get all the dust off. Right. So it doesn't hurt to go through and just wipe everything with a damp rag after you've sanded to make sure that all that dust that may be on there is off before you move to the next step.
Once you've done that, you've got the dust off, then a lot of it depends on the product that you're going to go to, the finished product that you're going to use. If you're going with a water-based, like Repcolite has Hallmark that we make, and we recommend that for trim. It's a water-based product. Painters all throughout the area use that on trim and homes and things like that. It's perfect for that in a satin sheen or a semi-gloss.
Yeah.
If you're going to go with a water-based product like Hallmark, it's really tough, really washable. You would want to prime with an oil-based primer. Now, I guess you could go to a water-based...
That's what I wondered about the primer. Yeah.
We recommend an oil-based primer. Repcolite makes ProFlow. And again, it's a great oil-based primer, and you can put water-based product right over top of that when it's dry. People sometimes fear, I can't do that. I put an oil-based primer down. Now I need to make sure I use a oil-based top coat. That's not the case. Oil-based primers dry flat, and that's what you're looking for. It will bond to that varnished surface, and then the water-based paint will bond to that.
And Benjamin Moore has a product called Advance, and it's what they call a modified oil. So it's actually soap and water cleanup, but it dries more slowly like an oil, and it flows out more like an oil. So you have that longer dry time, and it allows it to just level out real nice, so you don't have as many brush marks.
Beautiful when it's brushed.
You
can. I've seen it brushed at shows where we're showing contractors how it works, and we've applied it with a really cheap, terrible brush. So you brush it out, and you see all these brush strokes. You come back a little bit later, and it's self-leveled. It's very smooth. So it's a really nice way to get very smooth, almost a sprayed look on your trim.
And it's great because you don't have to go with the primer step. You know, because it does have that oil in it, it adheres. As long as you do that sanding first and do it well, it'll adhere right to it without the primer. So
that's Advance from Benjamin Moore. That would be a great option for cabinets, trim, doors, anything like that. It's a satin sheen.
Satin or semi-gloss.
Satin or semi-gloss. Any color available.
Yeah, any color.
Anything else, or does that...
No, that answers pretty much all my questions. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank
you're welcome. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're tuned in to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore on News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, when we come back, we're in the studio with Aaron Kederberg from Grapids Irrigation, and we're going to be talking about everything from new sprinkler systems to spring startups to upgrades that you're really going to want. That's all just around the bend, so stay tuned.
What if there was a paint where each drop was engineered to be smarter than you ever thought possible?
Announcing our summa cum laude graduates.
So when a color didn't go on evenly, it would reshuffle each pigment to reveal its truest, richest state. If a paint could realize the fullest potential of any color, is it still paint? Aura Interior from Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repcolite Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And we're back.
Thankfully.
Really glad that you all hung around for this last segment today, because it's going to be a pretty good one.
It is.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And this week we have had a lot of rain. I mean, muddy fields everywhere.
Rain.
So now is really not when people are thinking about their sprinkler systems and either getting one or, you know, updating theirs, whatever. But it is the time when you should be thinking about it before summer actually rolls in.
Right. And to help us figure out exactly what we need to know, We're in the studio with Aaron Kederberg from Grapids Irrigation. Aaron, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Now, you guys are based in Grand Rapids, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I know your company history a little bit, but just kind of tell us who you are, where you come from.
Yeah, Dan, I'm third generation in this business. So my grandpa started in the sprinkling business coming out of plumbing and heating and cooling back in the late 50s in 1957. And my dad started back in the business in 1987. So our family's been in the irrigation business since the last 60 years.
Right. Now,
wow.
That's the thing we thought was so cool, because we were looking for an irrigation company, somebody to talk to about sprinklers. And we found your company history. And it reminded us so much of ours. You know, our company, Repcolite, started in 46.
Right.
By the grandfather of the current president of the company.
Right.
So it's just all these years. It's great.
Yeah.
So, no, we're excited about that and just excited about that connection in that regard.
Right.
Now let's talk about, you know, sprinkler systems. I think one of the things I'm assuming that you guys got to be just busting with right now are spring startups.
They're crazy. We have about 8 to 10 weeks every spring that I could have double the staff and we still couldn't keep up.
Gotcha. What do you do for a spring startup? You know, what is involved? Is that something I can do myself for my system, or do I need to bring somebody in?
Yes. Honestly, Dan, it isn't that complicated. Most of sprinkling is not rocket science, but it's kind of like plumbing in your house.
Whenever you're not very good with the plumbing.
Yeah, well, it's similar, except you get dirty besides. But
right.
Whenever I have my own plumbing problem, I always kid that it takes me at least 3 trips to the wholesale house to go and grab something because you never have the right parts and it never works
right.
out. That's a real advantage to having a contractor, even if you are mechanical, is the trucks are fully stocked.
Mm-hmm.
So being there, we're ready for any of those problems. We carry thousands of different parts instead of you having to go and hope that Home Depot or Menards or Lowe's has something. It's just there and ready, and it doesn't take you that time. So the process is the water gets turned on to a backflow protector that separates the house water or the public water from potential fertilizer or cross-contamination issues.
Okay.
So that needs to be set up, and then you turn the water on slowly so you're not getting water hammer,
mm-hmm.
which would be the water coming down the line so fast that it hits and breaks things.
Oh, that's bad.
And then it's just a matter of checking out all the system, making sure that lines haven't frozen or broken over the winter, that snowplows haven't caught the heads that are along the driveway or along the road.
Sure.
Reprogramming the controller, making sure that it's all set up for the coming year, and just that everything's working well, all the electrical too.
What does something like that cost, you know, kind of on average to have you do a spring startup?
Yeah, so in general, it's about $75 for a home.
Well, that's worth it.
we also offer contracts, so we'd come out and start it in the spring and empty all the lines out with a big compressor in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and that's about $150 for the year, but you get a discount with our company of about 10% when you prepay for the year. So a majority of our customers are on some type of contracts, so they just prepay the whole year up in front, and they don't have to think about it or worry about it anymore.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we're in the studio with Aaron Kederberg from Grapids Irrigation, and we're talking about all things sprinkling related.
Right.
You know, we just talked about spring startups. I guess what I'm curious about is, you know, moving on, let's talk about putting a new system in, you know, because we've got people,
somebody like me who doesn't have one.
Well, why don't you ask? I mean, you've got to have questions.
I do have questions. I guess, why should I consider putting a sprinkler system in other than the obvious, you know, I don't really want to haul my sprinkler around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the benefits to your lawn is even if you were hauling a sprinkler around all day long,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to water the same way that an automatic sprinkler system is.
Okay.
Plus, you have the horror of hauling a hose around your yard all day long. So realistically, each sprinkler puts out about 3 gallons per minute.
Okay.
And a good sprinkler system is designed to match your water source.
Oh,
so it's the most efficient use of that water as possible. And also to put the water down in a way that we call match precipitation.
Okay.
So if you put a cup anywhere in the yard, it should fill the cup at the same rate. And you can never do that when you're hauling a hose and setting the sprinkler in different areas.
Right.
You just kind of wander to the brown area and set it there.
Yes,
and
that's exactly
it won't
what
be
I
the
do.
Brown area next week.
Yes, exactly. Now, I know it's going to depend on how big the yard is, how many heads you're putting in, all that stuff. But on average, what does a sprinkler system cost? Because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is a huge expense to put in something like this. What are we looking at?
Yeah, roughly it's about $3,000 to $6,000.
Okay, not as bad as I was thinking.
What kind of work is involved? Let's say I've got a, you know, of course I've seen them at new construction. You know, the house is going up, the yard's dirt, put a sprinkler system in. What about at my old house where I do have an established yard? How bad is this going to destroy it, or does it even matter when I put in a sprinkler system?
Yeah, a lot of the equipment has changed a lot over the years. So most of the pipe we do what we refer to as pulling now, which kind of, if you remember from when you were a kid, you'd use the Chinese finger grips and your fingers would get stuck in it. Uh-huh. That's the way it grabs the pipe, and then it takes a blade and pulls it underneath the ground.
Okay.
So if it's not hitting roots and rocks, it leaves a slit probably an inch wide. Within a week or two in an established lawn, you won't notice that we were there at
really?
All anymore.
Wow.
Oh, see, I should have just asked questions all those years ago.
Yep.
I just assumed it was going to be.
Wow, I'm glad we have this show because I'm getting my questions answered.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder about a water source for this. You know, I'm on city water and I can only imagine that that's going to be a huge bill if I'm watering my grass. Do I need to put in a well for something like this?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay.
A well, you can run off a well.
Mm-hmm.
With the new wells, they're what are called variable frequency drives.
Mm-hmm.
So they will put out the exact amount of water that you need. When you're on city water, there's constant pressure. And
right.
then we would match to the size line that you have coming into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Or on a well, you don't want your well to cycle,
mm-hmm.
meaning turn on and off, because that's what uses all the power and wrecks your well.
Okay.
So it's very important to design each of the sections to be the same size as what the amount of water your well is putting out.
Ah,
so she doesn't necessarily need a well.
No.
But if I do,
you will want to make sure that the well is not turning on
right.
and off.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would say it's a real mix of the systems that we service between
okay.
well systems
mm-hmm.
and city systems. You can also pump out of, if you have a water source at your home, you're
mm-hmm.
on a lake or on a river, we could put a pump that would suck right out of that.
What I've got now is I don't even know how old it is, but I've got an established system. That sounds really better than old. It's an
yes.
established sprinkler system.
Right.
What about upgrades? You know, I was cruising around on your website, and it sounds like a lot of different cool things coming, or at least out there, that I don't have. One thing, rain sensors. I am constantly up in the middle of the night when I hear it raining, running to the garage to make sure I turn
yep.
off the uh-huh. the sprinkler system. Can I add these things to my current system?
Yeah. So rain sensors is a very general term. And what a rain sensor means to me is basically an on and off switch when it rains. So that's a very simple device that just when it gets wet, it acts like a switch and doesn't allow your sprinkler system to come on.
Okay.
That was kind of the first thing that was out. There's been a lot of technology developments that actually measure the weather and will determine how long your system runs.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it was with a weather station that was at your home. Now, a lot of it's starting to go to internet-based and using other people's weather stations to determine how long your sprinkler system needs to actually work.
And that can be added to my current system.
So a rain sensor, the on and off switch, could be added on to any existing system. Because all it needs to do is be a break in what's called the common wire, which feeds all the different sections.
Okay.
The weather stations or a lot of what are referred to as the smart controllers, you would need to replace the controller itself, but your existing system would work with that yet. It's just the brains for the system would need to be changed out.
All right. So that's Grapids Irrigation. If our listeners want to get a hold of you guys for any of the services we talked about, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, our local phone number in Grand Rapids is 616-235-6666. We're also based in Kalamazoo. And then our website is grapids.com, GRAPIDS.com. Or you could just email service@grapids.com.
Service@grapids.com for an email. Grapids.com is the website. Aaron Caterberg from Grapids Irrigation, thanks for being here.
Thank you again for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Repcolite Home Improvement Show. Remember, you can listen to this one and past broadcasts online. You just have to check out our Home Improvement Show archives at repcolite.com.
And if you have any questions or topics that you want us to cover, just email us, radio@repcolite.com. Lisa emailed us, got her question answered, and she got to be on the radio. And he got a free gallon of paint.
A free gallon of paint just for asking a question and getting an answer.
Exactly. So if you have a question that we use on the air, you also can get a free gallon of Benjamin Moore or Repcolite paint. And that's awesome.
So send us those emails.
Exactly. And you can also connect with us in social media. Just click the links on our homepage.
Next week, we're not going to be here. We've already been canceled.
What?
No.
I did not get this memo. Yeah,
you know we're not canceled.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, I make that joke, but maybe that letter's being written already.
Exactly.
No, actually, it's the Riverbank Run, and Betsy and I are going to be active, you know, participants.
In our minds.
In our minds, thinking about the people who are actually running.
Exactly.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And your brown lawn. Thanks for listening.